when you feel completely wretched about yourself, you can come to this Lord Jesus Christ, because he's not going to look at you with disdain and with anger or sort of patronize you in some way. He's going to receive you with mercy. He has compassion for you. Your sins move him more to pity than to anger.
Welcome to Open the Bible with Pastor Colin Smith. And Colin, I think that there are many listening today who need to just grasp the truth of what we just heard. Our sins move God more to pity than to anger.
Yeah, here's a wonderful aspect of the love of God. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. He knows what it is to live life in the flesh. He is without sin, but he knows what the power of temptation is. He is a merciful high priest. We're talking in this series about loving and being loved by Jesus Christ. And what I want you to see in the program, the message today, is how well Jesus Christ loves you. Steve, when we see how well Christ loves us, that's what enables us to begin to love others well also.
Sure. You know, as Scripture says, we love him because he first loved us.
That's it. Yeah, and that's where it comes from.
Yeah. So let's go ahead and get into the message today. We're in John chapter 14 as we begin the message, The Strength of Christ's Love. Here's Pastor Colin.
We have a marvelous subject in front of us today as we look at the strength of the love of Jesus Christ for every Christian believer. Our series is called Loving and Being Loved by Christ, and the aim of the series is very simply that we will taste and experience the love of Jesus Christ more deeply so that we may be able to love one another more fully and to love one another in the context of marriage and family, but also neighbors and workers and friends and as members of the body of Christ of the church. We began last time by seeing this great truth that God presents the relationship between Christ and his people in the analogy of a bride and a bridegroom. And I want to remind you that this whole series is really about the relationship of love between Christ and his own people. The analogy of a marriage that we looked at last time is very significant in that regard, because of course there are two sides, two parties that are committed to each other in any true marriage. We saw that Jesus Christ offers himself to every person, but that does not mean that every person truly is his. Those who are his are those who, having come to know and believe his love, have therefore responded to that in pledging their own love and their own loyalty to Jesus Christ. What that means is forsaking the idols. It means that I say I can no longer live for myself. I can no longer live for this world. So as best I am able, I am giving myself to Jesus Christ. I'm his. And as he has committed himself to me in love and loyalty, I am committing myself to him. And of course, that's beautifully expressed in Christian baptism. That is where a person who becomes a believer says, this is the relationship that I now have with Jesus Christ. So if you have never come to the place of committing yourself to Christ in love and loyalty, you should do that today. And then everything that is being said about the relationship of Christ and his people will be true of you. But please understand that this is a series about the relationship, not between Christ and everybody, but between Jesus Christ and his own. And the Bible regularly speaks about this distinction. John chapter 13 and verse 1, having loved his own, he showed them the full extent of his love.